Here we've got another picture that falls into the category of photos that I like but almost didn't happen. And in this one, I was walking back to my office after my son's Christmas program, and I saw a puddle just off the side of the sidewalk, and there was all these leaves sitting in it, and I thought, hey, that might be a cool picture, and then I just kept on walking. To be honest, I wasn't really in a picture-taking mood. It was rainy, it was chilly, I didn't want to bend down to take a picture and get my knees all wet. And it sounds silly, but it's these excuses, not reasons, but excuses, that keep so many cameras sitting on shelves instead of in people's hands taking pictures. So 30 seconds later, after I'd walked past this little puddle, I snapped out of it, and I grabbed my camera from my bag behind me, and I knelt down, and I snapped a few pictures. Because why not, right? I really liked the leaf stem poking up on the right-hand side of this photo, and this leaf stem sticking up from the flat plane, like the two-dimensional plane of this puddle with all these leaves on it, it presented a kind of a unique problem, how to compose the photo. So that little stem I thought was really cool, but where should I place it, and what depth of field did I want? What angle should I shoot at? What ISO and shutter combination should I use? And all these things that they come into play in every single photo you take. But in this particular instance, I wanted to get it right. And they say that practice makes perfect. And while I'm not perfect, and far from it, especially photographically speaking, yeah, that's it, I'm not perfect at all. But I will say that a lot of practice over the years has helped me pick good settings right away instead of a lot of trial and error right there on the spot. So because I'm kind of familiar with my camera, I'm kind of familiar with taking pictures, I was able to choose pretty good settings right there without really antagonizing over what exactly should I use for my aperture, where should I stand in order to take the picture that I wanted. This stuff is becoming more clear to me as a result of doing it a lot. And as one example, I could kind of visualize what depth of field I wanted depending on the aperture I was using and the distance to my subject. So I guess that's just a long way of saying that the more you do this stuff, the more you learn how to do it well without spending too much time thinking about it as you're doing it. I wouldn't say it's like second nature, but I'm learning it better. Anyway, here I shot this at f2.8 using manual focus, just kind of similar to the last few shots that have been here on Weekly 50. But the difference here is color. This shot was taken mid-December, but it's full of color. I really liked all the browns and yellows and greens augmented with little bits of red, and it was cool to see everything sitting there overlapping with the leaf stem sticking out. Editing this in post, I didn't want to overdo it so much on the sharpening and the contrast and saturation and all that. I wanted it to look real, which is sort of my general approach for editing. I don't want it to look fake. I want things to sort of represent how I saw them in real life. And I usually take a less is more approach. In this case, I actually played with the sharpening a bit more than I usually do because I wanted to really bring out the edges and the leaves. And overall, I know there's a lot going on here. And technically, it might not be the best photo. There might be no one central focal point that draws your attention, and there might not be one clear subject and all these other things. But gosh darn it, I like this picture, and I like that it's sort of a tangible illustration of why I should not overlook opportunities when they're presented to me and should just get the camera out and take a picture, especially if I have the camera with me, which I'm fond of doing. So at the end of the day, I'm happy with the picture, and really, that's all that matters.